So, Daniel.
So, Nick.
If Jesus had a stand, do you think it would be a giant bunny?
That's too good of a question to open this with.
A great question, right?
That's way too good. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, here we go. What would Jesus' stand be? Would it be Santa Claus, though?
Oh, fuck, that's another good one.
Yeah.
That's another... No, because I feel like Santa Claus is his own entity, right? But the Easter Bunny doesn't have enough personality to be its own...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the Easter Bunny is his, like shadow demon thing.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, it's like, that's his Maharaga.
Yeah.
I feel like, no, Santa Claus would be his Maharaga. If Jesus had the 10 shadows techniques, what would his 10... Oh, it'd be the fucking disciples.
Easter... yeah.
One of them be a hooker.
The strongest would be Judas, right?
Well,
strongest but most dangerous.
But like, he has to like sacrifice. Yeah, it's like that's his Maharaga. Yeah. Judas is his Maharaga.
He's like, I can't use Judas for too long or it'll kill me.
Listen, he's got the knife. He's got the knife. I'm trying to eat dinner and he's just looking at me.
Yeah, I love that. Jesus' stand. I'm trying to think of something more creative, even though the Easter Bunny does work because
like
it's Easter
it's like,
currently.
It's like, I think his stand would be like Nail God or something, and it would immediately like punch holes through certain parts of your body, right? Like you would be like, oh, you're fighting Jesus on water. Two, like he can walk on water, and two, he just punched holes in the bottom of your feet, and now you're sinking.
Do you think he'd get like an Ichigo like shadow Bankai form that's just Satan?
That'd be kind of cool, but it's like a snake wrapped around his neck, right?
That'd be
the
sick.
The apple. You gotta bring the apple in somehow.
Yo, has anyone done, like, hot boy emo Jesus? Like that, where he's got, like, a snake necklace, like, taking a bite out of an apple.
Oh, for
he's
sure.
He's got, like, the nails still coming out of his hands.
There is absolutely some youth pastor out there who got that commissioned, but the beautiful part of this is that we could make this with AI in, like, 35 seconds.
I'm looking up. Because I support artists in their work, I'm looking up...
Oh, you're looking up like the Jesus
E-boy
fan art
Jesus.
Drawers? E-boy Jesus.
Hot E-boy Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this is going to put you on some kind of Catholic watch list, but...
I got to do emo Jesus, because E-boy Jesus is just Jesus looking hot.
Emo Jesus persona, apparently.
Oh.
Oh, yep. No, they have emo Jesus. Oh, he's got a gun?
Oh, I don't see that.
Oh, this is a Persona 3 thing by the looks of it.
Oh.
I love Persona 3.
Pale young man in, I believe, Persona 3. That is emo Jesus. But when you pull up emo Jesus Persona, it's just a boy with headphones and a blue comb over. I've played none of the Persona games.
Oh, they're fun. You wouldn't like them. Whoa, is this guy really in Persona 3,
yeah.
Pale young man. This
pale
dude
young
looks
man
sick.
Is just emo Jesus.
This dude looks dope. Revolver Jesus.
That's him, ladies and gentlemen. Because I feel like if Jesus was going to have a weapon, I don't know. A revolver feels inaccurate, actually. I feel like he'd have a big ass wooden stick with nails coming out of it.
I feel like it'd be cool if he had like a warhammer that's like a long pole and then like a stake like at the end of it. You know?
Jesus Christ, vampire hunter.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty dope. It's like the Abraham Lincoln Zombie Hunter one, but like way more controversial.
Would he have like egg grenades? Because you hide eggs. How Easter-y is he, you know?
You'd like to think, because like, are we taking the Christ out of Easter or are we putting the Christ into Easter?
What is Easter? Is that when
Easter
he died?
Easter is
when
he came back. Nah. Good Friday is when he died, which is a weird thing to celebrate.
It's like the sequel to Christmas.
I think Good Friday is when he died. Yeah, Good Friday is like, he like, oh, everyone, which is like, doesn't seem that good to me.
Yeah,
that
shit Friday.
Yeah, we fucking nailed, you know, two other people got nailed to crosses next to Jesus? Nobody ever talks about them.
I think it was like a field of people.
I think it was just two people.
Crazy.
Yeah, no one talks about them.
Where's their story?
It's like everybody else who died with Kobe, you know? No one talks about them. Fucking, there's like nine other people in that helicopter, you know?
That's damn true.
It's like, an entire like woman's like basketball team in there. Yeah. It was like, Kobe.
Damn.
It's like fucking everybody hit the mountain, man.
Yeah, it's like, why'd you take Kobe?
Yeah, it is like there was children in there. Yeah. Like a lot of them.
Damn.
Yeah, so if Jesus had a stand, what would it be?
I thought you were like, if any of you Jews have a problem with this.
Me.
I don't know why.
I'm the one with the problem.
That's
no.
Sounded like.
For real though, if Jesus did have a stand, what would it be? Would it be Santa Claus or would it be the Easter Bunny? Tell us in the comments below.
Yeah.
But hello, we're Talks Anonymous and it's Easter morning. Me and Danny kind of look like hot garbage and that's because it is 10:56 on a Sunday, which is earlier than either of us usually get out of bed. But Danny unfortunately had a falling out with his lovely girlfriend, Sarah, mostly because she is currently on what some would call a suicide mission to the White House.
She's at the White House trying to kill Joe Biden right
now. Yeah. And so it's a whole thing. And Danny was like, but I love you. And she was like, but the animals and the eggs are using real eggs this year. They're actually forced. They're forced shaking chickens to shit eggs around the White House lawn. So she's there representing.
It's just a big funnel into a meat grinder. And Joe like cracks an egg and like dumps a baby chick into it and then serves it live on spot to some child who eats the chicken nugget.
It's mostly because like Biden is like a lizard person. So it's like he has to like unhinge his jaw to like eat real like whole live chickens. And then he makes the eggs because lizards lay eggs.
He's just in the middle of an address, just cracks an egg like partially open, sucks it out. Just, that's why we're going for Iraq again.
Iraq 2, electric bugaloo. All right, just like stabbing the bottom of an egg and cracking the top, shotgunning it. No, so Danny had to drop off his incredible girlfriend to LAX.
Because she is at the White House.
Because she is actually at the White House.
So her job... Which I don't know. We've said before, but I guess I won't say.
I was going to say, I was like, do I say it? And then I was like, am I doxing Sarah's position?
Yeah. Do you ever wonder or worry? Not that like any good boyfriend. No. I believe you. I believe you.
I just rarely worry about things. Like, I just am not worried.
Crack an egg.
Is this like worried to you?
Do you ever worry about like, and again, I know it's like poor boyfriend etiquette to be like preparing for a potential breakup. Do you ever worry like if you break
ridiculous
up?
Ridiculous how similar you and Dorothy are.
Do you ever worry if you break up with Dorothy, she's going to get a wave of like random hate sent her way?
Oh, God, no. That has never once crossed really? My mind. No.
I have like an irrational fear that even if I break up with Sarah amicably and we like shake hands and are like, well, off you go.
Maybe that's why
YouTubers
gonna get do it
doxed
live.
Into hell.
Maybe that's what YouTubers like. That's why they make a video. They're like, we broke up. And it's like, everyone's like, we're still friends. So everyone can be like, all right, don't fucking nail a cross to her door.
Yeah. I thought about that.
I love the idea of Sarah just getting just slayed by your Tumblr community. It's just like Sarah, the world's sweetest woman, just being like, you are. You broke his heart.
Harlot.
And she's like, he cheated on me.
Just whore written on her lawn in blood and like lamb's blood, and the rest of the lamb is just there, like still alive.
I watched him live break one of my guinea pigs' necks. Like, I just like, I'm sorry, we couldn't bounce back from that.
It's like we have an episode where I bring the last guinea pig on, just bite its neck, suck
just
it
Ozzy
dry.
It.
Yeah. Just suck it dry, and then like she's like, I broke up with him for that. This is my story, and just hate.
Yeah, it's all just like hate from Australia. I've never once worried about that at all.
That's just why
But also, Dorothy's the person who's like, well, you know, if we break up, not when. I mean, fuck, she's probably,
if we
said,
break
she's
up,
probably
she's,
said when before, but
she's doing
like,
an expose.
She's the if person, and I'm like, I will kill myself before I leave you person. Yeah. So, yeah, no. It's so weird. All my male friendships, I am the woman in their relationship. Yeah. I am Sarah, I am Mackenzie, and both you and Amos are shades of Dorothy.
Mackenzie is more dude than any guy I've ever met life, though. Mackenzie rules.
She's a boss bitch. Yeah. She's not going to hear any of this. But we have a lot to talk about this week, outside of Sarah possibly killing Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, to finish off, Sarah had a flight to the White House 8 a.m. So I had to leave the house at 5 a.m. Nick lives kind of close to LAX. So I was like, hey, can I sleep on your couch?
Yep.
And then we just roll out of bed and do the pod.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
And that's why we look like garbage.
Yarg.
It's early.
Yarg.
We look better than Jesus, though. Actually, he's ripped.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got a lot to talk about this week. There is the last episode of Solo Leveling that came out that me and Danny just watched together over breakfast. Yeah. It was very cute. We finally did the thing that Danny's been yearning for, where we just sit down and watch something together.
You have such a cute, like, fourth grader just before school, like, breakfast routine.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have, like, he has his little, like, bowl of Yogi.
Yep.
And little
170
crumblies.
Grams.
170 grams, exactly. I saw him weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
170 grams of yogurt.
130 grams of fruit.
Okay.
And then 70 grams of cereal.
Okay, it doesn't. Why?
Because those are the recommended serving sizes.
For what? A growing boy?
For if you're going to eat strawberries, it's 100. It's actually 50 grams, but I do strawberries and mangoes or a banana. So the recommended serving size for the fruit in the morning on a carbohydrate basis is 130 grams, and then the recommended serving size for zero fat Greek yogurt is 170 grams.
Wow.
And then the cereal, I mix two cereals because I get real crazy with it. They're protein-packed cereals. I love them. I'm not going to say where they're from because I think they might be being struck currently.
Oh, fine.
They're just kind of in like a perpetual state of being struck. And so I mix the two. It's like one of them is like the serving size is 62 grams. The other's like 57. I'm like, I'm going to split the diffy. So I do 30 and 30. I've eaten that every morning for the past 7 years.
I'm going to have you text me that because I am desperately trying to turn my health around because it's garbage. It's absolute garbanzo. Mm. So I'll have you text me that. I got to try that.
I love it. Yeah. I love not. I just roll out. I've had the same tea and the same thing for breakfast for the last 7 years. I don't get flavor fatigue. I just love.
I also
simplicity.
I love the idea of eating the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that with Raisin Bran since I was four. Yeah. But apparently that turns your brain to fucking battery acid.
What do you mean?
Processed cereal. Yeah, Raisin Bran. Get Raisin Bran.
Yeah, Raisin Bran. Processed cereal turns your brain into goop.
Yeah,
that explains a lot. I've eaten cereal every day for the last 7 years.
True. Yeah, this isn't helpful, actually. But replace it with granola.
That's like the first guy hearing, like, cigarettes do what? What? They said a pack a day keeps the doctor away. I thought this cough was healthy.
But yeah, so early morning. Oh, but you have an adorable little, like, Nick has his little bowl of cereal and yogurt, and he has this big, like, tray, like.
I have a table that folds out. It comes up and out.
And Nick just like is sitting in the center of this massive couch, nibbling at his yogurt and going, funny stuff happens on anime.
That's what I do every single morning. I sit down, I make myself breakfast, I watch anime, I have Wagyu and Neutron next to me, and then when I finish my bowl of yogurt, I'm like licking out the side. So what I do is I take the bowl, I put it between the two of them, and then they lick out the rest of the yogurt. And then we all call it a day. I have my multivitamins, and I go shower, and then I do work.
I take my malted vitamins.
I'm just like, oh yeah. They're like, I like plunge my hand into the 40 that I have just filled with vitamins. I'm like, what am I getting today? Yum, yum, yum.
Just take a random vitamin.
Yeah.
Oh, C.
I think that's melatonin. Now, whatever. Yeah. I love the idea of a pill jar. Just a pill jar. And like some of them are like Klonopins.
Yeah, it's like vitamin B, vitamin B. Xanax!
Guess who's not working? Fuck, that would be so much fun.
I took a random pill every day.
I'm
going to
do that for my next
video.
Party. My next house party. I'm like, take one.
Yeah, pill.
Is it baby Advil or is it Fen? Who
knows?
Molly?
I don't know why I'm so tired.
It's all right.
I don't know why
I'm a morning person. I offered you a redacted. They haven't sponsored the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I ate it.
What?
What?
G Fuel.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you've
Factor has actually sponsored this podcast.
I was gonna say you gave me a sponsored breakfast.
It's my entire life. I'm drowning in sponsors.
Yeah. And I said, hell no. I don't like energy drinks. They freak me out.
That's fine.
I already have like a small little hamster heart.
You're a nervous person to begin with. But
what do you mean?
I think Sarah's more. I think Sarah's too in the know to be some like with somebody like you. So like, you'll be consuming something, and Sarah will be like, "Oh, haven't you heard that murders you?" And you're like, "Oh fuck!" The options were already so limited because you already only eat chicken. Like you're just having an egg, and she'll be like, "Oh, I heard eggs promote communism," and you're like, "Oh no, that's one of my three foods."
What do you mean, comrade? Damn it!
The yolk, it's running through me. But we do have a lot to talk about this week. We got the last episode of Mashal. I watched all of Has Been Hotel. We got the last episode of Soul Leveling. We have a little bit of news, and that is actually about it. But we have
a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we have like an entire show to chat about.
Yeah, boy,
so,
do we.
Do you want to open with Soul Leveling or you want to open with Has Been Hotel?
Let's do Soul Leveling because it's freshest.
Fuck, I want to talk about Has Been Hotel. All right,
okay,
fine.
Talk about, why do you ask that?
I know, it's fine. Because there's the illusion of option here.
I don't want, what,
like
are you, a fucking Bethesda game? I don't want the illusion
of
choice.
It's like America. It's like, oh, here, do this. And it's like, it's going to be wait.
Vote.
Yeah. We're not changing these. Stealing the vote again. God damn it.
I'm talking about the Electoral College.
That's why we're going to kill Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Lock it in. Actually, we sent Sarah. It's not us doing it.
I can't wait for the footage to come out of just my tiny girlfriend, like, right into his neck with like a chicken bone. Like
she's so small that she like everyone thinks that she's one of the kids waiting in line to get blessed by Joe Biden. Yeah. She just like she like snaps her arm, pulls her tibia out.
I don't like how neither of us know what Joe Biden's doing for Easter. Nick was like, "Why is Sarah there? What does he do with the eggs?" And I'm like, "Blesses them." I don't know.
She's like, because I know there's like a line of kids that meet Joe Biden or something, and he's like, "Use a cat blessing them or something."
Yeah, he just like gently touches their chin and makes them open their mouth, and he spits right in their throat and close their mouth and pats them on the head.
No, like the eggs come out. He's like.
Just like fucking.
I love the idea of parents being like, "Yay, go get him, Timmy!" Like, as Joe Biden's jaw just fucking unhinges.
Just like puts his lips against the kids, and they're like, "He's kissing my kid!" And then you see the egg like transfer from his throat to theirs. Like, oh, that's just old Joe egging them. Giving them the egg, the Easter egg.
Sarah's just shaking with a camera, just being like, "Why was I chosen?" Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
You know how Easter goes.
So we're tapped into both religion and government, ladies and gentlemen. That's why
go vote.
Go Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Go
to the polls, baby.
Speaking
otherwise,
of hatching
Joe's
eggs,
gonna egg your kid.
Not in my America.
Trump would never.
All right, Soul Leveling. It was really good.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Was it as good as last episode?
How could it be?
So what we're talking about, episode 12.
The season finale, apparently.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
It being 12, like, I don't get why they would do that.
I looked it up when we switched the pod to Sundays because Sarah's like, hates that it's on Sunday. She's like, weekend days.
I love that it's on Sunday.
It's awesome. It's the best thing ever. It's been a very narrow tightrope to navigate, but I looked it up and I was like, "How many weeks is this going to be for?" And they said it was 24 episodes. It's 12 episodes.
So we can go back to Thursday.
So shut the fuck up.
Sarah's like, "So is Soul Leveling over?" It's like, "You won't believe it. They're going for 100 episodes."
You won't believe it. You know, Naruto comes out every week forever.
They brought the mangaka back. He's rewriting the entire story.
Yeah.
I love doing it on Sundays. I have so much time during the week.
It's awesome. I mean, the compromise is that other than today, obviously, like, we'll probably shift to closer to evenings so that like we have Sunday. I don't
so
know,
that we've showered thing. Before
rather than 6 a.m. It's so inconsiderate to the lovely patrons and YouTube members who subscribe to watch this live.
Yeah.
That there is no set time. There's no schedule.
It's just like them being like, also we like change the day fairly frequently. So it's just them like constantly. That's why we need notifications on. It's like, holy fuck, they're live at 7 a.m.
Yeah. We're not even like, oh, later today, it's going to be at 3 p.m. It's just like, surprise!
We're here now! We still do pretty good. Like, still like 50 to 60 people show up to watch us every single time. So.
We're here. We're sweating. Yeah. Get used to it.
Hey, you got the window open and everything.
Yeah.
You're the one wearing a sweatshirt.
I'm referring to you.
That's why I wore a loose shirt.
That was such a fucking assassination on my part. That's such a betrayal.
This is a good shirt for my sweatiness. People were saying that I wore a tank top last episode so people couldn't see the sweat. And I was like, wait until you see my back. it is wet. I can't. No sleeves, still a back section.
I love that you are like, I like you owning that you're wet.
Oh, I'm a sweaty boy.
It's good.
Listen, this is me in my pocket. Anyways, so the episode was all about the fucking Jinwoo unlocking his necromancy abilities, which, I mean, did you have feelings on it?
It's cool. It's random. It's kind of funny. he's like, a new class. I've put all my points into strength and agility. Maybe I'll become a fighter or an assassin. Necromancer. Like, it's like, what is this shit? And then he's
which is also like the least Chad made you can be.
I know. Well, and then he's like, no. And then the thing's like, it's pretty cool. Are you sure?
Have you thought about ghost boobies? Yeah. And he's like, well, fuck.
I have a question.
Yep.
Has he thought about ghost boobies?
Probably not.
Do they come up?
Does he ever kill a woman?
Follow up question.
Well, that's the thing. So
I love the idea that he's like, I have to kill women now. I need
time
ghost
to
boobs.
Build the army. I don't think he ever kills a woman. I think
good for him.
I kills a lot of men.
Yeah.
Because he can only turn, so he can convert, basically the way that the necromancy things works. I think he can convert either people he's killed or all dead people into, like, his shadow army.
I'd go to, like Sacred Heart's morgue for women.
Oh,
morgue for hot women.
I love
women.
The idea of just being, yeah, just like, we just got to keep pumping these dead prostitutes into here. Just like, it's like, why are we, what are we holding on to these for?
So like, please, police commissioner, take me to the morgue. Well, sure. He's like, take me to the women's morgue.
It's the one that smells better. Yeah, that can take me there. Yeah, no, so like his entire ability is that he can like raise an army.
Yeah.
And then he can like raise them and he can either choose to store them or choose not to store them. And the ability is ridiculously broken.
Yeah.
Because he can just summon them. They can be like wherever. They just operate as a giant army for him and he can summon them to his location. He also got Ruler's Hand. Earlier than
out
I remember it happening in the manhwa.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I can't pick anything heavy up. And meanwhile, like 3 seconds later, when he's battling against a bunch of knights, he's just like picking knights up and using them as battering rams against other knights.
Did you ever play Devil May Cry 4 or 5?
No.
For anyone
I played 4, not 5.
Do you remember the hand?
Yes.
Nero's hand? It's that. It's literally that.
Yeah.
In Devil May Cry 4 and 5, Nero, a character you play as, just has like a ghost demon hand, and so does Jinwoo.
It's got to be one of the better. It's got to be one of the better abilities. Like, out of all the abilities you could ever get, I think almost everyone's going to choose either teleportation or flying. Telekinesis, pretty high up there.
It's definitely it's sick. I think,
but if it's only your hand, that kind of sucks.
I mean, it's like, I think teleportation is definitely the best, just because I am so like consistently inconvenienced distance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just the most convenient. And flying,
you'd still be late. You would find a way to be late. You'd be like, I don't know. Yeah. There was quantum traffic or something.
And it's hubris.
I was like, you were playing Dragon's Dogma and you forgot. Yeah.
I was never on time to a class ever in college.
That's wild.
I would have a 2:30 p.m. class. I'd live on campus. I'd have nothing before it. And I'd show up crazy late.
That is wild.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that you were a film major.
Yeah.
That's like doing that in like engineering, you show up late and everyone's like, boo. And everyone, like, you literally show up and everyone's like, the professor's like, thanks for joining us. And I'm like, okay, fuck off. This is Bio 101.
Yeah.
Yeah. So teleportation for you.
Yeah. Well, what'd you pick?
Probably teleportation.
It's the best
But
one.
I would use it for nefarious means. I would rob a bank. I would rob a bank.
You just like blink into existence, touch boob, and then blink out, and they're like, I can't.
They're like, I think it's like, you remember that, you know about the guy in New York who's like the serial puncher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the serial hunkers going around.
Just, it's like,
they'd be selling Kevlar bras.
He's stabbing them.
No, like you can't honk around Kevlar, you know? Yeah, bring back the breastplate.
I like the idea that you're like, huh, I was too quick the first time.
No, I would rob banks. Have you ever seen the, what is it? Not Looper, Jumper.
Yeah.
With
the
Jumper.
The first thing he does is rob a bank.
That's immediately what I would do. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, that's my thing. He's also like, can I see the safe or something?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're giving safe guides or something, towards, or I'm like, who does this? They're like, okay, here's all the money. It's like, cool. Now we can start drawing out plans here.
Come on down to Chase Bank. We're giving a safe tour.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of doubloons.
I don't know if I've ever been to a bank with a safe before.
No, it's all digital.
Yeah, but like they have like money in the drawers, but like I think they have like little safes under. I don't know. I just jump into like Jeff Bezos' room, stab him a bunch, and steal his gold copy of himself.
I thought about that. If I was a teleporter, if I was a jumper, if you will, first thing I'd do was be like,
avoid the paladin, the weirdly Christian paladins with electricity.
That was
a wild undertone to that, where they were like, this goes against God. Why are the Christians upset?
Yeah, the first thing I would do if I were a jumper is I'd be like, wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. We could get ties with all the lies you've been living in. And if you would
me again, I would understand.
Yeah.
So you jump off a building.
I kill myself.
Good shit.
Yeah. I'd rob a bank.
Yeah.
For sure.
How did we get to Third Eye Blind?
I'd kill, but because that song's called Jumper.
Oh, gotcha.
I'd kill a bunch of politicians.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Death Note?
Yeah.
That's what I would do with the Death Note. I would Yeah. My list would be quite as long.
For sure.
There's close just, to as long as lights.
Just so many people who just don't deserve to be alive.
Just flesh it out. You know, just fucking...
Just to see what happened.
Just to see what happened. Yeah. You know, also, I feel like Light didn't have enough fun in Death Note because you can like literally write them to die however. And if he like just writes their name, they have a heart attack. So boring. What about like a head explodes, attacked by a group of birds. I would have so much fun. Like, clown army. Like there were the amount of possibility you could go with. Like does a 360 no scope compilation in real life jumping off a building.
I'd like, see how vague I could get. Like I'd write Jeff Bezos circus. 40 minutes.
That'd be 40. It's like stumbles into the middle and it's just like one elephant like slowly going to step on him. He's like, why is no one stopping
that? Move it! Move it! Somebody push this thing! It'd be the first 30 minutes are like, please, somebody do something. He's just shoot it. And then the last 15 is,
slowly but surely just...
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. We deserve the Death Note. I feel like if anybody deserves it, it's us.
The most interesting thing about Death Note, and like I was going to say no one really explores it, but I feel like a lot of things do. It's just hard to make it interesting.
Yeah.
Is seeing, like, I'd love to have teleportation. I'd wear a dumb mask or something. Mm-hmm. Or I wouldn't. I wouldn't wear a mask.
Who's going to stop you?
Well, I'd like...
That being said, like, they'd be like,
they'd be like, get every assassin in the sky. Yeah,
literally.
Like, but I'd teleport to all of these, like, politicians. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, I'd do, like, 30 seconds of Google research to find out which ones are bad.
Yeah. Hillary good? Question mark?
It's funny that, like, I'm, like, this noble crusader. I can't name more than, like, four politicians.
I'd also just like to scare a bunch of them, you know? I'd like to scare the piss out of Joe Biden. It'd probably kill him.
That's what I'm saying. The most interesting thing is I want to see how the world would respond to just this, like, seemingly unstoppable, like, politician disease, where I just pop in and they arrest me and I'm like, hey, guess what? Bye. Just gone.
Like, that would be great. I would just like, I would get a really weird outfit. Like I would get like a monkey outfit and I would just confuse people. I think I would just like jump in front of people and just be like, and then it's gone. Like, I would have so many people convinced they were schizophrenic in like a week flat. I would have so much fun.
Just convince them they're mad.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be dangerous with politicians, though.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to...
This is late game. This is like 4 months after my tirade.
There's just exes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Every ex that's ever hurt me, I'm just like, I think I'm being hunted by a gorilla.
I would just like pop in and be like, I hate you.
Yeah, it's like, bye. Huh? Yeah. Also, like, but here's my thing with the jumper thing, right? You have to have the pictures. The jumper mechanic for teleportation is the worst fucking one.
I hate that, in a week, I'm going to get the fucking thumbnail of, like jumper, hidden things you missed in jumper from your channel.
Oh, absolutely.
Go on,
I'll go through it. Well, you need the photos. And it's like, and then everyone's like, with teleportation, like, oh, you can teleport to the coordinates, but because the Earth is always rotating, like, you don't know if this still be. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck, I just want to think of a place, and I go there.
Yeah.
I would, I'd be in Japan in the afternoon for, like, a little skiing. I would, like, be in Hawaii for a little surfing. I probably wouldn't use it that often. I probably would.
I'd use it so frequently, I'd sell my car.
Do you think you would stop working?
Working?
You think you get teleportation powers tomorrow, would you like buy YouTube?
Here's the difference between us.
Okay.
A little bit. Because I don't think...
You enjoy what you do?
I enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
I do content because I'm arrogant.
I also enjoy what I do.
I know you do.
There's nothing more I enjoy than not working.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so fair.
Yeah.
It's so like, it's not that you're like, oh, I hate that this is my job, but you're like... Man, wouldn't it be cool to retire at 30?
I'm like, oh,
like, who could argue?
I'm like, living on a beach in, like, Vietnam would be kind of sick.
That's so fair.
Yeah.
And, like, working does put an insane amount of stress on me. Like, I'll put out a video, I don't find that funny, and I'm like, it's over. It's over.
And then it's like, 400,000 views, and you're like, never mind. I'm like, I'm a gaming page now.
Yeah. No, I'd still probably work. I'd use teleportation the way that I use YouTube, and that is to forward my dream of making a film.
So you would just, like, be like, you would just, like, pop in
Spielberg and be like,
yeah,
give Danny Mata a job! He's like, huh! It's like, Spielberg found dead of a heart attack. Yeah. I'm like, all right, I gotta approach the softer.
God damn it, guys, I'm going to all the old ones. Yeah. I'll pop over.
I'd teleport if...
you know, it'd be funny. Wait until Spielberg goes back down in a sub again. And he's like in his one man sub expedition.
James Cameron,
and,
but go on.
Oh, fuck off. Gives like, it. They're all old white men. Who cares? Wait until he's down there and just like pop in. She's like, job, job, job. Like, you're like holding a hammer and a nail against the window. And you're like, job, job.
Yeah, I'm like outside the thing. It's like, it's me. I'm what you were searching for down here.
I am the Titanic.
That'd be so sick to like... go to the bottom of the ocean and you get there and there's just a man standing down there and he's like completely naked and he turns around and he's just like, it's me, I'm the ocean. I'm like the guy who's the ocean.
I actually just pee like a lot and I think like it's clogged. I think you got microplastics clogged my toilet. So actually, can you come out here and help me?
He's just holding a sea turtle in one hand and like stabbing a straw in its nose with the other, like, and then he just lets it go.
I've been doing this.
Just grabbing them.
Actually, the paper ones are better for this. Like actually, it's like they're squirmier.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Anyways, Solo Leveling was good. I don't know. Go watch it. I don't know why it's only 12 episodes. The manhwa was done. Has been 4 years.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I forgot we were talking about that. It was fine. It was a lot of like telling me about game mechanics and
which
shit.
You were like, your funniest thing was like he immediately figured out how to use like the ruler's hand and you're like, this guy who didn't understand how mail worked like 12 episodes ago was just like, oh, rune, oh cool, telekinesis.
Yeah, I know, he's like, a necromancer class is usually in the sidelines.
Yeah, and
it's
like, I didn't even put points into intellect. I was like, you couldn't fucking find the mail button.
Yeah, no shit, you didn't have any points in intellect.
Maybe we actually throw a couple in there to be safe. I like the idea of him just being like trying to shove a circle into a square hole and then he just like throws 5 into intellect and he's like, I got it. Never mind.
That's what I'm saying. For a guy, I had the exact same thought. For a guy who like doesn't have any points in an intellect, too smart. Yeah. Like I want him to be like struggling to figure out a puzzle and he's like, all right, hold on. And he kills a few people. He levels up 2 points in an intellect and he's like, got it.
Got it. Yeah. He's like 2+2. Aww. Just like decision paralysis.
Yeah. Tink 4.
Yeah. He's like, God, that is because like even now he's like, I figured out this armor and I'm gonna respec and I'll buy this like night killer. And I'm like, you got everything you need.
I hate that it's just like, I think it's like mana.
It is.
He's like, my spells will be stronger.
Yeah.
Shut up, dork.
Fucking loser. All right, can we talk about Hazbin Hotel? Spoilers ahead for Hazbin Hotel.
Yeah? Come on, baby.
It was really good.
Let's go! All right. Nick, here. If you want to go, you can go. However, I'm going to read the text that you sent.
Okay.
During how many episodes did you watch?
I've seen them all. I've seen every single one.
But I mean, when you sent the first text.
When I sent the first text, that was after the first episode.
Let me see.
Listen, I had a feeling this was going to happen, which is why I slightly censored my takes. Because I had a feeling this was going to happen, and my takes could have been a lot spicier. I was having some very out loud thoughts while watching the first episode.
Nick goes, oh, you watched Roadhouse.
Oh, Roadhouse was fucking awesome.
We'll talk about Roadhouse.
Roadhouse
too.
Was awesome.
Nick goes, Conor McGregor is a really bad actor, but in a fun way.
Yes!
And then goes, also, Danny, I'm going to say it. This show is like 13-year-olds who just learned they can swear outside of the house.
I stand by that take. Like, it is literally just like, it's Disney adults being like, we can go to Disney whenever. Like, it's like, it's literally just them being like, oh, the F word, I can't say that. And then they get at, like, they go to their older friend's house and they're like, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah. That was my initial reaction to episode 1-2 because she gets to Adam and he's like, what's up, bitch tits? Yeah. And I'm like, why do even the angels talk like this? Yeah. Like, everyone talks like, but then they like, you know, they have more varied personalities and characters.
Well, no, what happens is the dialogue stays exactly the same, but then you actually start to like the characters and you're like, all right, fine. I can like, this is fine. And then with time they build out like the characters being like, oh, this is like why they're like this. Yeah. Like, so my notes were, my first note was, why is Alistair's voice sound like that? And then I realized he was the radio.
Did you watch the pilot on YouTube?
No.
Fuck. I should have warned you to do that.
Why?
That like shows, it doesn't just throw you into she has a hotel. Like, it shows you her making it. That's my bad. Everybody.
That's anyway, I'll watch on. It. I'll watch it tomorrow or something. My first note, though, was Angel is cringe. Because, like, in episode 1, he's just, like, this little twink just, like, rubbing his pussy on everybody. And, like, every single thing he says is so sexual. And I'm like, it was at that moment where I was like, this is theater kids realizing they can write things.
Yeah.
This is like every theater kid who was like, got bullied in high school, wanted to make something edgy and cool. And they're like, what's edgy and cool? And they were like, sex, drugs, and swears. Yeah. And I was like, it's all wrapped into one fucking person. Next note after that, is that Keith fucking David? Because it was Keith fucking David. And he is, what's his name? Hawk?
Husk.
Yeah. Just such an iconic voice.
Yeah.
Such an iconic voice. Yeah, I love him so much. I don't know why I know Keith David.
He's in everything.
He's in everything.
He's in Rick and Morty. He's the president.
That's what it is. He's Barack Obama and Rick and Morty.
He's great as the president.
Yes.
I also had a similar note because in the pilot, everyone's voice is different. Mm. And in the pilot, he's just like some guy, like some voice actor. And then episode one comes out. And I was also like, is that fucking Keith David? Yes. What?
It's just like such an iconic voice. Yeah. After that was, it's a fucking musical. And I'm gonna come out and say it. Wow.
Yeah.
The music?
Yeah.
There's one or two songs that are meh. Mm-hmm. Everything else, banger.
Yeah.
Like, it's like two, three songs an episode, right?
Yeah.
Like, at least two songs an episode. And every single one, my only gripe was with the weapon dealer lady.
Yeah, Carmilla.
Carmilla.
Yeah.
Her songs.
Even the one where she's like, and who's to say what it is? Where it's like, She turns into an Evanescence song. Yeah.
She's like,
I'll keep you safe.
That was her better of her two songs, but the other one was like, I felt like we were doing like a whole, I was like, she was like very clearly like supposed to be like Colombian, like South American. And I was like, I felt like we kind of leaned into that, but not enough.
Yeah.
Because like, it was so Disney.
You want some like,
sort of.
What are these called?
I wanted some maracas.
No.
You're talking about that.
The clams.
Hand clams. Yeah. I wanted like Encanto.
Castanets.
Sure. Yeah. I wanted like Encanto level. Like, let's get into it. But like, I don't know. Hers like kind of was a, like I said, they were all good. They were all great even. But like hers were my least favorite songs. Everything else.
Yeah.
Was so fucking good.
Yeah.
It was so good. And Dorothy was watching. She would pop in occasionally and watch it with me. She was like, it was wild. Because it seemed like the kind of, I was embarrassed to watch it in front of her. I think the reason that I was so critical for episode one is because Dorothy was watching episode one with me. And I was
that's hard. Yeah, that's tough.
I was like, I don't want you to, this is high level.
Yeah.
Like, this is high level. You're like adult. Like, this is not like, I'm not saying like, oh, Dorothy's not smart enough. I'm saying like, you have to be so broken by anime and adult animation to get into Hazbin Hotel and enjoy it in any capacity.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Full Metal Alchemist. It's not Link Click. Like, that's what, like, I watch with her. And I'm like, this is, like, fun story about humans. And, like, these are devils and the six-armed twink is going to try and fuck the bat. Like,
yeah, my dad called me and was like, oh, I see your YouTube's blowing up. These haven't been hotels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, yeah, I was thinking about giving it a shot. And I'm like, don't think about that.
No, actually erase that thought from your mind.
Absolutely not. You don't watch my buddy daddy's reactions before you watch this. Like,
yeah, it's like, I don't think you're impressed with me as is. Let's maybe keep that small semblance of respect.
I'd rather you watch me be gay for Yuri on Ice than watch me react straightly to Hazbin Hotel. Yeah,
I'm assuming it's all the swears and everything that you're reacting to.
Yeah.
Like, you're not like bleeping anything. So it's just like, fuckity, fuck, angels. I'm getting waterboarded while blowing eight dudes. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh God, babe.
Yeah.
Like, earmuffs, please. But holy shit. Yeah. I said, Adam's song is so good.
Yeah.
Adam's song. Fucks.
That is the turning point because it's so sick.
Yeah, he just like rips out a guitar and I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was a musical here.
Yeah, the fucking hell is forever and it's meant to suck a lot.
Oh, I forgot you did your ranked and explained video for all the
songs.
I've
also just been listening to all of them
since. Have you?
Can you, like, I don't expect you to like remember all of them. Give me like a top five.
Fuck. Okay.
If I what?
I just like, I wish we had like a photo and like a 6-second clip of all the songs.
I guess we have my video.
What
that
is
has
the one?
All the photos.
What's the one where I think it's Charlie and Vaggy are singing, and they're like, "Oh, I love you." I think it's during like the Trust Fall episode or something. And they're like, "Everything is for you" or something like that. That one is really good.
Wow, your taste in music and mine are so different.
I loved.
I hate all of Charlie's songs.
Really?
Yeah, but I love that Carmilla's Carmine song that turns into an Evanescence one like halfway through.
I just didn't like, I think it was her voice. I think it was her voice that upset me. I liked the Adam one a lot.
I have almost jerked off to her voice.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
The Carmilla Carbello.
Carmilla Carmine?
Carmilla Cabello?
Regular name?
Well, Carmilla Cabello is a fucking female singer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. I haven't. Well, I was like, I did a bit in my videos where I'm like, oh, this is the sexiest voice ever. And everyone's like, Danny's about to bust to her voice.
Mm.
And I was like, doing my business. And I was like, I wonder if I could just do a person's voice. Just do a person not saying something sexy.
We can open two windows, right? We can like, yeah, yeah. I can do like two audio sources.
You know what's funny? I then was like, oh, I should have tried that.
What?
Like, did actual porn. Yeah, did porn with her.
Muted porn, yeah. And then play the song over it.
I feel like once I'm editing my own porn, we've made a mistake somewhere.
Somewhere along the line, yeah. Then it's like, you got like two monitors going. It's a whole thing.
I was like, it's funny because the thing that stopped me wasn't like a lack of trying, but I was like, if I waste a jerk-off session on this and not porn, I'm going to hate myself.
Really?
Yeah.
You thinking I'm like, what, are we like going to the bank? Like, we have a limited amount of jerk-off sessions?
I'm a busy guy.
With
a girlfriend.
It's fair. They really do get in the way. They do get in the way of jerking it. They really do. And it's like, oh, you're here. And it's going to be weird if you're here. Because, like, you know, like, we do that thing occasionally. Yeah. You know, it's a whole thing.
And it's like, why aren't I enough? And it's like...
Listen, I have
to take a really long shower. I'll be back.
I'm pooping. There's shit. Don't come in here.
She's like, just like, hey, Nick, do you need a... I'm pooping.
She's like, I was wondering if you wanted breakfast. Oh, good. You got a couple hours. You got the rest of the day and a half of Monday for freedom.
I'm hyped about Boys Day.
Yeah. All right. So Hell Is Forever.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Is that number one?
Dude, I think next week.
I'm pulling up Spotify just so I'll know what you're talking about. I just don't know the names. Like,
is there like a Has-Been Hotel like artist like page?
Oh, yeah. It's just the whole soundtrack. Just Has-Been Hotel. So you're talking about... More Than Anything.
More Than Anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
That High School Musical bullshit.
That was great.
Okay.
Welcome to Heaven was also good.
Really? That one sounded like it was sung by Chip Skylark.
I kind of liked it. Yeah. I like, okay. And I'm going to ask
taste
you,
is so
I'm
going to
ask you a very important question after we're done talking about the music here. I don't remember all of these well enough. I think we should have Stank make like a compilation listening list for us next week. And we like actively rank them.
Sure.
Because this is a full on conversation I want to have. Because if you're going to watch Has-Been Hotel for one fucking reason, it's that there's, how many songs is there? There is 16 songs. Yeah. 14 of them are certifiable bangers.
Yeah. Agreed.
Like,
they're really good.
Like, I actually might just add this entire album on to here because, one, everything was fantastic. Two, Dorothy brought up a fantastic point because she sits down and she's like, Charlie sounds familiar. And I'm like, oh, that's Erica...
Say it into the
mic. Erica Henningsen. Okay. And we looked up like everything she's been in, didn't know a singular thing. And we were like, oh, she just sounds like Anna from Frozen.
Yeah.
Like, to a T. And then we're like, oh... All of the songs in Has-Been Hotel are Frozen songs with swears.
I suppose.
I'm
There's
not
a lot
kidding.
Of, like, rock
I'm not kidding.
Ones.
If you put the Has-Been Hotel original soundtrack up against Frozen's, yes, the words are different. Yes, the songs are different. But the vibe is exactly the same between the two of them.
I don't know.
No, I like this is certifiable. Like ever there's the duets. It's like the love is an open door.
Uh-huh.
And like that is the whatever it takes. Or no, that's the
more than anything.
That's the More Than Anything. And then there's like all these, like, those are the occasional like rock coded song and all of this.
There's no rock ones in Frozen though.
There's in Frozen 2. Also,
give me a rock song in Frozen 2.
There's like one.
Just sing it a
like
little.
One was Sven. I don't know the entire. It's been a while since I watched
just do
Frozen.
A little thing.
I can't.
Because I'm. There's a. There. Okay. Has-Been Hotel. There's so many. I disagree so strongly that I'm almost about to get into you cuck energy. Where I'm like,
listen,
what about the one that's like
Frozen
Let's
to me?
Let's begin. I'm gonna make you wish that you'd stayed gone.
Oh, was that was
Alistair and Vox?
Yes.
Remember Vox?
Vox was sick.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That one's
Alistair
great.
And him's like his little like rap battle. Anything Alistair was involved in was really cool. That's I think he had probably the Keith David, surprisingly good singer. I'm assuming everybody was using like auto-tune or whatever the fuck. But
yeah,
like
probably
Keith David and Angel's song, Loser Like Me was great.
That is probably my favorite one.
Loser Like Me is good.
I could listen to Keith David just fucking massage my brain into a smooth stone with his like, "You're a loser, baby." It's so good.
That is really good. That's actually probably my favorite song as well.
How did you feel? You keep going through your notes, or I could start asking you about random stuff.
I do want to get all your questions. Episode 2 made me like Angel, addict recovering from abusive relationship. By the end of it, I was a massive Angel fan.
Wow. By the end of the show or episode 2?
End of show.
Yeah.
I was a massive Angel fan. Yeah. I think
I was going to ask about episode 4, but I guess we'll get to that.
The exploration of Angel's relationship with, what's his name?
Val or something?
Victory.
Maybe Val. I think it's Val.
Is it Val? Yeah, it's Val. The exploration of Angel's relationship with that. And I thought, okay, them exploring Angel's abusive relationship through the medium of Charlie trying to white knight into his relationship with Val and fucking it up worse was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool because usually an explorer, like an exploration into like abuse in media of any sort, is like everyone's like, "Oh, you're being abused." And then like like some fucking white knight kicks in the door and he's like, "Fuck you." And then the person's like, "You're right." And then they just march out. Yeah. Never works like that. It's like so much more emotionally entangled. Angel being there, but then also still being at the beck and call through the medium of a literal chain around his neck to Val was really cool. And like Angel standing up to Val in the heaven test. And being like, "Oh, look, he stuck it to the man." Yeah. He was there for his friends, all these things. And like them being like, "Oh, Angel could go to heaven." And that being like a conversation between the two, like Angel leader, whatever they were called. I forget what they were called.
Sarah
and but they were like, we're like,
whatever.
I don't know, justiciers in fucking heaven or some shit. And so that explanation of Angel's character from like me being like, "I hate this person," to being like, "Oh
yeah,"
like Husk's entire episode where he's like, "This is a front you're putting on to like protect yourself." Like you're like trying to have some semblance of control over your life through the medium of over-sexualizing yourself.
Yeah.
And like the one thing you have control over is your sexuality. Right. You have nothing else. And so Husk being like, "I see through you," and also realizing that Husk is somehow tied to Alistair was all really cool. And then Loser Like Me was great. But yeah, so Angel came out of it like smelling like roses for me. I loved him.
Wow. What a beautiful analysis.
My favorite character was Serpentius.
Good call.
I love Serpentius.
Dude, the bit, this show has one of the funniest running gags I've ever seen, where he's like, "Jerry, I'd like to buy you a drink." And she's like, "Why?" And he's like, "Because I'm buying a drink for everybody." Yes. And then it ending with him like, "I'm having sex with everyone."
And then he just gets dragged into a room by two huge dudes.
So funny. That was so good.
Let's see my first note. Charlie White Knighting souls. They killed Serpentius.
Yeah.
That was absolutely crazy. Infuriating for me because it was like this whole thing. He kisses Cherry and then I guess spoilers. Thank replay that spoilers ahead for Hazbin Hotel. So like them, like him, like kissing Cherry Bomb and then being like, he's like, "I'll see you later." He's like, "I love you," or some shit. Getting his like doom machine with all his eggs. I loved his fucking eggs. They were so like, so well written to just be like fucking idiot. Like henchmen was so great. So them just be like, "What are we doing today, boss?" And like, them finding out that Carmilla Carmine killed one of the like executioners, and then like them cuddling up with Serpentius and being like, "And one of them killed an angel," and he's like, good and they're like "We told Serpentius weeks ago." He's like, "They tell me fucking insane shit all the time." And then one of them's like, I don't even remember what he said. He was like,
he's like, "The banks are like a scam," or whatever. He's like, "Jeez." I love that. I love that.
Fucking love Serpentius. Yeah,
I love the like, "They say insane shit all the time."
And he's like, "And maybe tomorrow you meet a Martian or something."
Yeah.
Serpentius' relationship with the fucking Egg Boys was great.
I know. I was devastated when he died.
Yeah.
But he's in heaven, which is good.
So I'm assuming they're going to do a season 2.
Yeah. It's so big.
Yeah.
It like was doing gangbusters.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah. I don't know. You hit the nail on the head with the Angel thing. Because the thing is, I don't know if you saw any of the controversy, but people think that Angel's character and the show like glorifies abusive relationships. And I think
in what capacity?
I think if you don't think about it for more than 3 seconds, you can maybe come to that conclusion.
I don't even know how one would come to that conclusion.
It's so clearly like villainizing.
Like he's like terrified of Val. Hits him, and then Val has like trains run on him.
Yeah.
I guess like one could be like, oh, he's famous because of his relationship.
It's the idea. People think that because Angel keeps going back to Val and like that he'll be like, oh yeah, I'm like a dick sucking hoe, and that's cool. They think that that's being like, oh, it's like cool and fun and silly that he's in an abusive relationship, but it's really just like that he has been manipulated and like fucking his brain chemistry has been overridden by like a mixture of like positive reinforcement from Val and actual drugs.
Yeah.
And so like you said, I love that that arc doesn't really end. Mm-hmm. Like he still is in the relationship, because so many times in shows it's like, fuck you, and it's like, I'm glad I got out of that.
Yeah,
that's
like,
just
wow,
not how it works.
I did it. I beat a mental and physical abuse like entire thing. And it's like, if anything, if Quiet on Set has shown anything,
yeah,
I just got the Drake Bell's episode. Yeah. Like it's like, one, that being tied into work is an entire another layer.
Yeah.
And like that being tied into fame
is
an entire, and then the fucking power dynamic that's present because Val's the director and Angel is the actor. Like all of these kinds of things is like, if you can't understand that that's not good and Angel doesn't enjoy it, that like, then like every time Angel gets a call from Val, he's fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like the entire thing is like, he doesn't want to be there, but like when he stands up to Val, when he's not outside of it, it's Angel making an actual step forward in the arc of their like relationship with Val and their abusive relationship. That's not coming through the medium of a white knight in Charlie.
Yeah. Well, you know what the ironic and tough thing too about like depicting an abusive relationship is that to an extent, you do have to glorify it a little because you need to show
that there's a reason that somebody would want to stay in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like no one would meet someone at a bar and they'd like get a crisp slap and be like, hey legs, why don't you walk it into the back of my trunk? And they'd be like, okay.
Like, and then it's like, honey, I'm home. And it's just like, him just like opens the door to fucking right hook.
Yeah. It just does like a 3-4 combo.
It's just like, are you on dinner, silly boy?
Yeah. It's like, obviously you need to show that there are positives to this relationship,
at least so far as the abused is like observing.
Yeah. There needs to be like a carrot on a stick
that
keeps the abused like manipulated into staying. And I think that's where like people who aren't critically thinking are like, why is Val charismatic? Why'd you make him a good guy? And it's like, he has to be charismatic, otherwise no one would fucking work for him.
Yeah, otherwise he's a corny villain who doesn't represent anybody in real world. Like, that's the thing, is like, he's supposed to be a person that could exist on Earth.
Yeah, I think that's what, like, because you brought up Quiet on Set.
Mm-hmm.
I think something smart that doc does, as well as, like,
I thought it was weird when they played John Cena's walk-up music for Drake Bell, but besides that, I thought it was good.
It's definitely a flawed documentary. It's like a weird, like, I don't, there's parts of it like in the making of the documentary that I'm like, these decisions are weird.
Yeah, it was like, I love like an alternate universe where they're like, what? It was one of the child actors from one of our shows. And you just hear glass break and it's like, like Drake Bell in the Austin 316 shirts.
I know. It's, yeah, it like, we'll talk about that because that is funny. But like, one of the things it does well is it does take some time to be like, Dan Schneider, when he wasn't abusing people, was electric. Like, people loved being around
him. That was my thing with the Drake Bell reveal. He's like, the only person I had was Dan Snyder. Yeah. And I was like, we just spent 2 episodes being like, fuck this guy in particular. And I'm like, oh, the dichotomy of the character is interesting. And like, you're right. Like, it has to be like, there was a reason Dan Schneider was working.
Yeah.
And it's because he was good at his job and he was charismatic to people. He wasn't like forcing to bend over a table and like tell a comedic joke while pretending they're being sodomized.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was wild.
So I guess we're talking about this now. But
like, I have so much. I have like 20 more minutes on Hasbin Hotel, but we can do this for a brief aside.
Okay, very brief aside. Yeah. Because there is a lot there are moments too where like those women who he like very much abused on set, like they would be like, yeah, you know, there were days where like he'd be telling jokes and we're having fun. I'd be like, maybe I was overreacting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's a good abuser. Yeah, like, yeah, that is a skilled abuser.
Somebody can abuse you, and then like 3 days later, you can be like, oh yeah, Dan, great guy. Like, oh yeah, no, that's like funny enough to fuck with you.
Yeah. But no, the only two things I want to talk about with Quiet on Set very briefly is, one, I love that, like, did you see the follow-up, like, interview Dan Schneider did with Tebow from iCarly?
No,
it's like on YouTube.
Oh, gotcha.
So Dan Schneider made, like, a response to the documentary.
Love that.
With, like, did you watch iCarly?
Yes.
Remember the guy with the bagels on the stick?
Oh, yeah.
Tebow? It's like, Tebow is conducting the interview for some reason, and he's like, the interview starts after this like heartbreaking, like everyone's like feels terrible for Drake Bell, and they're like, you know, there's this like looming like just sorrow towards Nickelodeon after this doc came out. This interview with Dan Schneider comes out, Tebow's there and goes, what's good, y'all? It's Boogie, otherwise known as Tebow from iCarly. I'm here with Dan Schneider, and it's like, what's happening right now?
Hey, guys, I'm here with our number one Golden Boy Nickelodeon producer, Dan Schneider, ladies and gentlemen. Dan, let me just say, looking trim. Did you have a second to see this? What was it? What was it called? Yeah. Set on Quiet? Did you see Set on Quiet?
What's it called? Shush.
Shush. Hey, kid, shut your mouth before I fill it.
Yeah, but it like, he, fucking Dan Schneider was like in defense of the jokes, like the crazy, crazy Ariana Grande shit. He's like, all the jokes you're
that
referring
to. Episode one, I was like, I don't remember this happening. And I was like, I don't feel right watching
this. It's crazy. It's crazy. And he's like, him being fucking like, Dan Schneider's like, all those jokes you were referring to were put in the show because they're funny. Mm. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, this is not the defense you think it is.
Kids love cum shots.
Yeah, that shit rips.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking funny stuff. But I even, like, as a kid, I remember watching some of the stuff and being like, what's the joke?
Yeah.
What's the joke? She got gooped?
Every time they busted out the feet, I was like, even as a kid, I was like,
I'm not funny.
I'm not a foot guy. I don't know. Like, the humor wasn't conveyed to me.
Yeah. And then the other thing, you briefly talked about the Drake Bell thing, which is like truly devastating. We talked a little before the pod about how much of a fucking man his dad is.
Oh, dude. I would literally split a child in half with a claymore to have him be my father.
Yeah.
That he was like, I fucking smelt this dude out. And it was like, and like, it was crazy because he gets his teeth into his family and he like weaponizes his mom against his dad. And his dad's like, he's like telling his mom's like, just don't let this motherfucker get close to him ever. And his mom's like, oh, Orange County is like so far from Paramount Pictures. So Drake, how about you sleep over this 40-year-old's house?
I know. There's a brutal, devastating moment with his dad in the last episode that you'll have to text me when you get to.
Okay.
But like, his dad's the absolute man. It's tough. There was a moment where he's like, I went to the studio. I told him this guy's all over my son. And they're like, well, you know, he's gay. Maybe you're just homophobic. And I was like, oh, well, all right.
All right, well, I am that. I don't know.
Less tolerant, I guess.
He's like so down for anything. He's just like, and then he was like, his son was like, I want to be emancipated. Yeah. I don't want to be with you anymore. And he's like,
it's like, all right.
It broke him, but he was like, that's what Drake wants.
Brutal.
And I was like, holy shit. Yeah. I would go to war for this guy.
I know. But no, the thing you mentioned and the thing the doc does like kind of fucking grossly is that when they introduce Drake Bell, it's like, you know, someone on set was molested. And
it's the director of all that. Like, one of the biggest Nickelodeon shows of all time is like, they're like live revealing it to him.
Yeah, they're doing like a reaction of everybody. And it's like the music is building up and it's like, not our set, right?
Yeah.
Was it one of the actors? And it's like, no. And it's like, everyone's like, who is it? Is that bad to ask? And then from the shadows, Drake Bell emerges and it's like this fucking like Marvel cameo.
Yeah.
And he like sits down and he's like, it's me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah,
like,
that was wild.
I know.
I mean, it was like, is it good television, technically?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it a kind of insensitive way to handle somebody who went through, like, just seeing from the court notes, horrific abuse?
I know. When they, like, when they hit you with the court documents, it's crazy. When they hit you with the fucking other people's manifestos. Anyway, we don't have to talk about it anymore, but just that one thing was like, I'm like, this is gross. It's good TV, but that's gross.
It was eerily reminiscent of what was going on at Hazbin Hotel. It's why it's so like, so like what's going on. Is Hazbin Hotel, it just came out, right?
Like a month ago.
Okay.
So yes.
Like, all right.
No,
so sort of like, but like, it's still like very similar to what's going on, like dragging that line between the two of them. Yeah. Anyways, I have some very important questions, but first I want to bring up the fact that Vaggy, right? Vaggy's, she's voiced by the woman from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I think her name is.
Yeah. Yeah. Rosa?
Rosa Ramirez.
Agent Ramirez. Agent Ramirez. I thought her name has like a rose in it.
Yeah. Something like that. I haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine in like 12 years. Anyways.
I haven't watched it.
Ever? Really?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I just like her voice. I loved her as Mirabelle in Encanto.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
Is like in like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, she's got this, she's like, oh, you know, Adrian Ramirez. She's got like a super deep voice, right? But in real life.
I didn't know what this, for audio only listeners, Nick was doing what I thought were a couple of big bazongas.
So she just got these honking. No. So she's got like a super deep voice. In the show, but in real life, she's got a much like softer voice, like a very like girly, very soft, like a very pretty voice. And in this, she's like in a mix of the two. Like she's not like full Agent Ramirez, but she's also not full because she's like a fallen executioner who's like in hell and is like, you know, with Charlie and all of this. And so her singing, like gorgeous singing voice, but like so Disney princess. And I was like, cause like Vaggy doesn't have that many songs. And so I was like a couple of times when I heard her singing, I was like, this cannot be the same woman from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like it is two different worlds entirely, but she did a very good job. But what I found funny is that her name, cause she was probably the biggest star on the show, I'd say. So in the credits, every single time, even though Vaggy is not the main character of the show, her name first.
Really?
I thought that was very
interesting.
Odd.
I guess she's the biggest name.
Yeah.
Her and Alex Brightman, who plays Serpentius and Adam. He plays Beetlejuice on Broadway. And he's like a big guy. And Keith David, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But like every single time, I figured it would be Charlie's voice actor, a voice actress. And I was like, nope. Every single time it was her name.
Weird.
Stephanie it's Stephanie something.
Genuinely, you could say any two random names, and I just have to say yes because I don't know.
Beetlejuice. There are actually
stop.
I think we have one more. Now my biggest question to you.
Yeah.
If you could smush one character from Hazbin Hotel, who would it be?
Camilla Carmine, for sure.
Really?
Love her in voice. Well, I like Cherry Bomb. They made Cherry Bomb real Australian.
They made her super Australian.
I also don't like Cyclopses. At all, ever.
That's a thing for you?
Yeah. Ever since Leela from Futurama.
That was an explorative moment for me as well, but I went the other way. It's not that I'm like, oh, give me that roll of the one big meaty eye.
Yeah, let me lick your pupil.
Yeah, I'm like Jinwoo. I'm like, that's a big old stabbable eye.
Comedy.
I don't mind it.
I don't like it at all. It's too much.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
I think the X helps. Something about the X helps. If I could be real, you know the angel who was good? There was like the angel. There was the angel who was like super in charge.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was the angel who was good.
Yeah.
That's the one.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
They've got a great aesthetic. The like gray brown skin with like white freckles and white hair. You're correct.
I like to be sometimes.
Yeah.
But as I was watching it, I was.
Sorry. Also, the other one, Adam's like executioner.
Uh-huh.
The one who does the fucking like.
She rips her own arm off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could get it.
When she takes the helmet off. Also, the executioners. Just period.
Just hot.
Just hot.
Just a bunch of broads.
Just a bunch of broad broads with horns and weapons. Yeah. I'll go there. But I would say if I had to go the other way, I was watching it and I was like, because I'd always seen the character designs and from a distance, I was like, oh, it kind of looks like furry shit. But then as you watch it, you're like, oh, it's just like, they just have like weird, it's like weird, like weirdly built. They're in hell, right? So they're kind of demons. So like Charlie has like, she's like super pale. And as I was watching it, I was like, I saw Charlie's character. And I was like, I loved Charlie's character. Like, she's like, you know, like meant to be the princess, right? So she is the princess, but she's the princess of hell, which I think is why it's so frozen coded, because it is technically a princess story. And I was watching it and I was like, I guess I understand why the guy paid 50 grand. You know, I was like, having a video of yourself insert OC getting tied down.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. You know, I was like, I would hit. And I was like, I guess if you have the money, spend it.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if I would spend 50 grand.
It's definitely an exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, it's too much.
If it was like $200, and like...
How much do you think animation costs?
It's a favorite.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're like...
I haven't seen it.
How much does a bundle of bananas cost? $20?
Does it look good? I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my God. We're going to watch it after this.
Yeah?
Oh yeah. The song that goes with it is a fucking banger.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it's so good.
But if it was like not $50,000, mm-hmm. I don't think people would have memed on him as hard.
Probably not.
If it was like
$1,000. Apparently bankrupted him. That was the big thing.
That's sick.
The big thing was like he didn't have money to pay any of his like the people that worked for him. So like everyone was like, but you just spent $50,000. It's like literally like somebody being like, oh, I don't know why you can't afford to live right now. And it's like, oh, I don't know, probably your boosted truck.
Yeah.
Probably your boosted Duramax, dipshit. Yeah.
All of your teeth are made of platinum. Why'd you do that?
What are we doing here? So yeah, like he was like, I don't know. Help me fix my finances here.
Yeah, no, they are all very hot characters, mm-hmm. for sure. Hell of a Boss is her other show, like creator of this, and it's like in a connected world, but it's on YouTube only. It's a YouTube show. Mm-hmm. The character is also incredibly
there
hot.
Was fully a furry though.
Yeah,
one of the guardians of hell is just a giant wolf woman,
just 100% like a Five Nights at Freddy's looking character.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh god,
yeah.
Roxy. Respectfully, I would.
Is Roxy, let me see what this is all about.
Roxy is, she, Roxy is new to the franchise. She was in Security Breach.
Watch it. Let's see.
And they made her unnecessarily hot. They also made Chica. Everybody in Security Breach was too hot. Even Freddy was hot.
Chica? Yeah, she's just Roxy.
Yeah.
This is literally who it is.
Oh, from Hazbin Hotel?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I mean, like, it looks like her in Hazbin Hotel.
You're in a crop top, and I see midriff, I go for it. You know?
I agree. I'm also a huge fan of mid. Chica's, like, grossly...
Chica, they made her busty.
Yeah.
They made Chica busty.
I remember when I was at Colossal Con, two girls came up to me and were like, they were big fans.
They're like, I bet you has been my hotel. And I was like, whoa.
I was like, I don't get that yet.
How do you know this?
But they were like, they were dressed like Chica and Roxy. And I was like, oh, dope. Are you guys like rock stars or whatever? They're like, oh no, we're like Five Nights at Freddy's characters. And I'm like, no, you aren't. What are you talking
Where's
about?
Where's your fucking suit?
That's how horrible it is to meet me. You'll tell me what you're dressed as. I'll go, no, you aren't.
Ooh, I saw three better of you over there.
And I looked it up and I was like, what the hell is this?
Why am I hard?
Yeah.
If I had to go that male-wise,
yeah,
please smash him.
I guess Lucifer?
That's a...
It's not a lot of like real hot dudes.
That's not where my brain would have gone. That's a good pick.
Angel does like my favorite character, but like they're not attractive to me.
I don't know. Six arms.
That's good. That's good.
Six arms is good for stuff. Probably Husk.
Yeah,
just
Husk. You're right, you're right. You're right.
It's no, if it's Husk. Not Keith David, you know, nothing doing it for me. That's a voice you want wooing you to sleep at night.
I'm not into fur. I don't mind. It's weird.
Fuck, he is a bat. You're right.
Yeah.
Or is he a cat?
He has
wings.
Yeah. At one point, like Angel's like, go see the kitty. And I'm like, what are you?
Yeah, why do you have wings?
I love
Serpentius. That's the right answer.
I was thinking that. Serpentius is good. I love the fucking girl. What's her name? She comes in during Lucifer and Alistair's song.
Moxie or something?
Yeah, Moxie.
Minxie or something
like that?
Yeah,
she comes in. She's like, boys, come spend a night on the town.
Yeah. Like, she's like flapper dressing her way. She was great.
I love her.
She was fantastic. Yeah. God, it was so good. I was upset by the end of it. Like, I was like, breakfast, workout. Anytime I had a free moment, I was like, I want to watch Hazbin Hotel right now. And I was like, God damn it, I hate when he's right.
Yeah.
But it's the thing about me watching a show that you give to me, right? I can't make content on Hazbin Hotel. No one wants to hear what I have to say. I have the straightest audience known to man.
Yeah.
Like, and so I was like, I wanted to sit down for Weeb Commander and I wanted to make a Hazbin Hotel video. And I was like, oh, no one gives a shit.
That's tough. You can test the waters with TikTok.
Oh, I did an Ocean of Co video. Bombed.
Really?
Bombed.
That one's not even gay.
It's not punchy. I can only do punchy.
What was your Ocean O'Ko video? They don't have like,
just like
powers,
I was talking about how Ocean O'Ko is a masterpiece. I was talking about how it was like a reflection of like how isekai genre, like the isekai genre ruined really good like ideas. Because I was like, oh, the isekai genre like is like a fantastic, like it's like there's so many good stories within like isekai, but like why are we like paywalling it behind, I'm obsessed with my mother and I just came out of her pussy.
I feel like, to be fair though, to that video bombing,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Weeb Commander's bag isn't like think pieces. It's more like theories and shit.
Fair. I mean, that does do better, but people like when I do like, I do character analysis. Like I get real psychological.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, I guess that's the same. I mean, like, no, that seems like a review.
You are kind of stumbling upon a backwards point here where I'm like, every time I've ever sat down and been like, oh, this is good, like, because it never does that well.
Yeah. Like it's not, I wouldn't go to it. Not that like, I don't care about like your review of something, but like, from the pattern of what comes out on Weeb Commander, you being like, oh, weekly recommendation or whatever isn't something I expect.
It's literally the next video. Really? I'm doing a spring 2024 recommendation video. It's the next video I'm doing.
Yeah, I just like, I feel like the Weeb Commander bag is like the theories, like that, and the rankings. Like, that's what I get hyped
about. You love a good itemized list,
dude,
baby.
I love a fucking top 10 Rasengans.
Oh, like, wait, there's more than 10. That's for fucking sure.
You still haven't done the movie only ones, which upsets me.
I have. They were in the
Rasengan. No, you didn't.
Did I not?
Because I watched the video and you're like, I'm not going to go over the movie ones.
Because they're all the same. Every movie Rasengan is just like, oh, we're using the Scoopy Rasengan. And it's because he just saved the character Scoop, who has Scoopergy, which is Scoop energy. Right. And he's channeling the power of Scoop into his Scoopy Rasengan. That's it. Every single one is that. It's like this one's purple. Yeah. And then he uses it to defeat the fucking bad guy in the non-canon movie.
The only thing I remember is the rainbow Rasengan, which is exactly what you're describing.
It's every single movie he gets some new energy that he funnels into a different Rasengan.
Yeah.
That's why you don't watch the non-canon movies. They're not that good. So you said your favorite character is Angel Dust?
Yeah.
I don't know who mine is.
Really?
Angel is up there. I loved the conversations that were explored around the capacity of Angel. I might be basic when I say Charlie. Like,
I'm so shocked.
I lied. It's Serpentis.
Yeah, you're right. That's good. That's a good one. I'm so shocked because I felt like Charlie and Vaggy were the weakest part of the show.
They definitely are, but because that's like they go through the least in terms of character development.
Right.
Like Vaggy is like revealed to be an executioner, and her character development on that being like a big issue is like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And like they go to heaven, and then they're like, you have a weapon that's from Angels, and you have an X on your eye, which I guess means she was excommunicado or some shit.
Oh, no, her eye got stabbed out. You missed that?
Yeah, but she has an X on her eye.
It's like an eye patch.
But she has an X on her eye, right? And so your favorite character, Carmine, was like, Vaggy's like, how'd you know I was an executioner? And she's like, you have an angel spear and an X on your eye. It's not rocket science.
Oh,
and I was like, what does the X on her eye mean? Because Cherry Bomb
has a big
X for an eye.
Wow.
So I think like maybe if you become an executioner, you lose. Because their masks have an X on their eye, right?
That's a solid theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like their masks have an X on their eye, so maybe they take that eye or some shit. I have no idea. Anyways, then like they're like, oh, they come back and Charlie finds out from, I don't even remember how Charlie finds out, but basically she finds out that she's an executioner.
Adam
yells it. And then they're like, no. And then they're like, Charlie, the hotel's for forgiveness. Yeah. And she's like, fuck. You're right. Yeah, and so like I feel like Husk, Angel, Serpentius all had like longer, more drawn out, more intense, more like grounded in reality, like stories that they were building up. And Angel's story is definitely the most compelling. But I just love Serpentius.
He's so good.
He's so funny.
He's really good. He's really cute and funny. I like how he has like one episode of being a villain. And then he's like, they're like, all right, you two babysit Serpentius. And he's like, we're going to hang out? I didn't know we could do that.
And then he's like, and then Cherry Bomb's like, I'm going to fuck the next guy I see. And Serpentius just comes out like hustled and bustled from like getting tag teamed. And he's like, where is she? She's just walking away.
Where's her line of sight?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It was a great show. Yeah. Okay. That's basically all I have on it. If you haven't seen Has Been Hotel, really go watch it. Grit Your Teeth through the first episode. I mean, unless you're
Grit Your
big
Teeth
on Tumblr.
Until Hell is Forever.
Yeah.
Like that is, I agree, the first episode, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch the pilot. It's really, really funny. It's on YouTube. But then once Hell's Forever shows up, I'm like, oh, now we're cooking.
No, we're absolutely. When the first song kicks in, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're here. We're probably queer. And we're in hell.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get out. I hope with season two, they're like, they don't try to go to heaven. Like, I hope with season two, like, they were like, oh, we're going to battle back against heaven. I was like, just remake hell.
Yeah.
Just like, they're like, oh, this part of hell is pretty nice.
Reforms.
They go to Cannibal Town, right? And there's like the Dommy Mommy, you know, like Lady Vinitrescu-esque woman. Something. You know, or Demetrescu.
Are you trying to say the Resident Evil one?
The tall vampire lady. And they're like, wow, Cannibal Town looks nice. I was like, cool. So we can make hell nice. Let's just do that. We just made a gorgeous hotel using Lucifer and Alistair's powers. Just fucking make hell nice.
I know. It's a comedy show, so I wasn't really like digging too deep into it, but like
a comedy show that explores like the depth and problems of like sexual abuse. Yeah.
I know. Well, so that's like the thing is, it's like, she's like, we got to redeem these sinners. We got to do this and that. I haven't seen a single person upset with the fact that they are in hell.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the lawlessness. They all love murder.
The cannibals are like, cool, infinite meat.
Yeah. They're hyped. Like, so it's like, that's why Charlie's so weak to me. Cause I'm like, I don't give a shit because nobody else in hell wants to be redeemed.
That's fair. Nobody's having a bad time.
Yeah, everyone's cool.
The only problem is that you can get killed by executioners, and we just handled that issue.
Yeah, like, that's done. Yeah. So now, no more hotel is needed.
Like, there's, like, if you want to be a weapons dealer, you can be a weapons dealer. There's drugs, there's clubs. Yeah. You can build a hotel and be a fucking upright Christian if you want to, like fucking Charlie.
It seems like heaven for bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
But, like, heaven also, I mean, heaven looked cool, but heaven was also heaven for bad people.
Yeah.
Because everybody in heaven's an asshole.
Yeah.
But, yeah, outside of that, I want to talk about Mashal just super, super briefly.
Talk about it super briefly, dog.
They straight up stole one for one. There's, like, Mashal's second season is ending.
Oh, you texted about this.
They straight up stole one for one the Heroes in versus Orochimaru fight. And I... When Mashal was, like, straight up copying Harry Potter, I was like, ha-ha! And then it, like, started copying Naruto, and I was like... And I was like, what are you doing here?
Oh, no.
I was like, what are we cooking on here? I'm just going to give you a quick synopsis of what happens here.
Give it.
And I guess, like, I'm going to be really vague, but spoilers if you're not caught up with Mashal.
Give me a synopsis, but also give me the Naruto parallel.
Okay. So there is a big event. There's, like, a big tournament being held right now for the school. For everybody to try and become, like, one person gets to become a divine visionary. So it's like you get the divine visionaries, like, run. They're, like, the strongest. They're the Hashira.
Yeah.
So, like, if you compete in, like, three rounds, all that end in the last round is, like, it's, like, you have to blow up this balloon without using magic. And then you have to, there was another one where it's, like, you have to have a crystal. And if people destroy your crystal, you're out. That
a
kind
bunch
of thing.
Nonsense.
Yeah. And then the last one is 1v1s. It's 1v1 fights.
Good. The one people fucking give a shit about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's the tuning exams. So exams is a test, Forest of Death, and then 1v1 fights. And while the 1v1 fights is the only, like, real comparison there, in the midst of the biggest and most important 1v1, Gaara versus Sasuke, and this, it's, I forget their name. Doesn't
Scooby
matter.
Versus Doobie.
Yeah, it's the main character versus a character who's canonically transgender, and they use they-them pronouns, which is really cool. It might be like a fuck you to J.K. Rowling and like her like transgenderness or transphobia is what I'm looking for there.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling, the fact
that
she's trans.
She just hates that part about herself.
Yeah.
And so that gets interrupted by, like, essentially Voldemort of this universe kicking down the door, who's Orochimaru. And so the headmaster has to go and battle against this lead bad guy who's Orochimaru or Voldemort, and they're in a 1v1, and the head bad guy uses essentially Edo Tensei, where, like, you know, when Orochimaru brings Hashirama and Tobirama to fight against Hiruzen? You've seen this part of Naruto, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So he uses essentially Edo Tensei. He was like, with a piece of genetic material, I'm able to bring people back to life. And the person he brings back to life is their teacher, who Hashirama was the teacher to Hashirama and Tobirama were the teachers to Hiruzen, but not Orochimaru. But anyways, and like he wins, he defeats like that reincarnation. And then he uses this technique that's supposed to use up his entire life to destroy the bad guy. But it doesn't work. Exactly how Hashirama, or exactly how
Tobirama,
Orochimaru versus Hiruzen went.
Right.
And then it's all interrupted by, like, the main character, like, kicking down the door, and, like, the main guy having to run away.
Right.
So it's, like, one-to-one copy of exactly how, not only how the battle started, but the circumstances surrounding the battle, and how the battle ended.
Right.
It's nuts.
Weird.
Yeah.
What a weird, unoriginal show.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, when it's not Harry Potter, it's other anime shows.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Yeah.
It's
weird.
Like, it's just a mash. It is a mash-all of every, like, other popular thing in IP.
Interesting.
It's fun. I'm enjoying it, but I'm, like, not watching it being like, they're really pushing the boundaries here. Like, I'm like, we're just doing other anime.
I do like, we briefly kind of brushed past the idea that, like, all these anime love doing tournament arcs. Mm. Do you feel, this is how I feel during tournament arcs. I'm just like fucking eyes glazed over, like hardly thinking as they go through like the obstacle course portion.
Oh yeah.
And just like waiting for the one-on-one fights.
Once they get to it and you're just like.
Yeah. I'm just like, punch. Oh, finally, the show's begun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you also feel that way?
Kind of, yeah. When it's like, there's like, we gotta get through, we gotta, because the entire idea is trimming the fat. Yeah. Like, you know, none of the important characters are gonna lose in the second round. Yeah. You know, everybody important is gonna make it to the last round, and then that's where they're gonna get cut or they're gonna become victorious.
It only works, My Hero did it well, because like, one.
It was team battles.
Well, it's
oh, you're talking about the sports festival.
Yeah, the sports festival where they're doing like fucking they fight a big robot. They gotta go across a landmine field or whatever. They gotta throw a baseball.
Yeah.
That My Hero does it well because there's tension surrounding the fact that Deku is like hiding this power kind of. Mm-hmm. And doesn't know how to use it, and it breaks his bones.
Well, I was just thinking, what the fuck would he have done if Recovery Girl didn't exist?
I was just thinking like, that just now.
Ow!
Yeah.
Look, what was he gonna do if there wasn't an older, like an elderly woman who was just smooth? Also, what's with that?
Quit smooching?
What's with that?
Listen, what do you want her to do? Just not smooch?
I fucking just like lay a hand on him. Why are we having like a 75-year-old woman just like, come here, 14-year-old. Time to get that bone straight, if you know what I mean.
Maybe that's how it works. Like, maybe.
That is how her ability works. She has to kiss people.
So you're saying if she had to like rubber bussy on people, you'd want her out of a job?
What I'm saying is it's weird that we're having a 75-year-old woman communicate her healing power through the medium of kissing children.
Yeah, but so what? She should be like an adult nurse?
What if it was a man?
These kids got to get healed somehow, my guy.
Like, You're right.
But like, as long as everyone's signing the waiver.
Recovery Girl's Bussy Factory.
Do you think
free and clear.
You think Recovery Girl's like, I got to kiss him.
I got to kiss him. They're like, your line was, here, give me your hand, I'll heal you. Yeah.
Do you think it's like, they fucking like, they catch her just healing someone by like touching their forehead?
Yeah, it's like the ugly kids. She's like, ugh.
Yeah, she's
Or Deku like, comes in with a broken finger. She's like, give me that. She's like, I need your nipples. That's where the healing comes in from.
Yeah, it's the center of your chakra. Yeah. I gotta kiss it. Yeah, it's like.
There's no better absorption point than the tip of your penis.
Yeah, ugly kid comes in. She's like.
Yeah, she's like, you know, she's like literally like kisses a napkin and like throws it at him.
It's like, I'm not kissing a bird.
I'm not doing it. The fucking Windex bottle? How's he broken? Is his trigger broken?
But she's like, I could try some. She like starts unscrewing him. He's like, wait.
Yeah, she's doing a whole chiropractic readjustment on him.
I don't know. I mean, I wonder if it'd be better without her because the stakes would be higher. He'd have to like,
every time he shattered his arms, like another 3 months. I mean, I guess
that'd be cool. And then he has to like use his wits more.
But like the entire thing with Recovery Girl is her being like, if you keep doing this, these arms aren't going to work.
Yeah.
Currently Deku in the manga right now is just like duct taped together. Yeah. He's literally using his own ability to duct tape his body together. Yeah. And I'm like, he's not going to come out of this.
Yeah. Something I hate with this thing, because I love when he breaks his fingers.
Yeah.
I love when he, like, does the flick and each one breaks a finger.
You know what I hate? Is when he gets to double break his fingers.
That's what I'm saying.
So fucking stupid.
I hate that. I hate when he breaks his finger and it's purple.
It's like pink. And then he double breaks it. It's
purple.
I want one where he just breaks it so hard it just fucking explodes.
It flies off.
It's like running. Oh, fuck, my finger went with it.
It's like running around like a 12-year-old trying to catch a pop fly. Like, oh, where is it? Somebody catch it.
Recovery Girl can't regrow fingers. I need to bring it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate when he double breaks them.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. It's like, fucking, you already did it. You use that arm. You're out of charges.
Use your toes, coward.
Yeah. And it's like, also, that's the thing. It's like, oh, it's double broken. That does it because it doesn't confer any extra level of pain or like stakes or circumstance.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, cool. It's still going to get healed the same way.
Yeah.
If it's once broken or thrice.
Yeah.
So fucking annoying.
Anyway.
Fuck you, MHA. Anyways, my other thing is that I openly weeped at Bocchi the Rock over an anime concert.
Yeah, you texted Stank. I think we talked about we talked about it on the Patreon.
We talked about how we needed a game.
Yeah, you texted us and you were like, we need a game. Danny's got to watch Bocchi the Rock. Do we have a, what is this?
We're just only at an hour and 20 minutes.
Do we have a game? We don't just have a game.
We have the anime opening game, I think.
I don't know this.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I won't know it.
What do you mean?
Also, we'll get copywritten into oblivion.
Well, that's the thing. As I was looking it up, I was like, is it, some people say less than 10 seconds.
That's what I do. But no. Music is harder.
Music is harder. Why don't you watch Boats of the Rock?
We could play it, and then if it gets flagged, Stank could be like, just replace it with elevator music. We'll and then we're like, it was Black Butler. Like,
we could also just cut that part and put it directly on Patreon.
Shaw?
Should we do a brief aside here? A brief aside in open Discord, possibly?
Sure.
Yeah?
I have a receipt.
Wait, Danny.
Don't look at that.
Wait, Danny. I'm getting a message in my head somehow. I'm having a psychic experience, Danny.
Yeah.
Wait, Danny, they're telling me something about you.
Go on.
Wait, what? Danny, hold up. I've never had voices in my head before, but they're telling me something about you.
Okay, what?
Have you been to Color Me Mine recently? Wait, Danny.
How'd you do that?
Wait, Danny. I'm not kidding. Danny, something is telling me. Danny, something is telling me that you've been to Color Me Mine recently. The pottery shop, right? Where you paint your own pottery?
How are you doing this?
Wait, Danny. Danny, I'm scared. Danny, I don't... Danny,
you're scared?
Danny, did you go on the 24th?
No.
No?
No.
Why am I seeing... I'm seeing it was this month, right? It was recently.
Yeah, it was like yesterday.
It was yesterday? The 29th. The 4 was a 9.
No, it's the 30th.
Today, but yesterday it was the 29th.
No, it wasn't.
It was the 30th?
Yeah, yesterday.
I'm just seeing a 3. I don't know why. I'm just seeing a 3.
A 2, you mean?
No, I'm seeing a 3 for the month March, Danny.
Oh, yeah. What? How do you know?
Danny, I'm being told!
I didn't pull out any Color Me Mine thing.
Danny, check what? I'm hearing pants.
Check my pants?
I'm hearing pants. I'm hearing butt, Danny. I don't know. I'm hearing...
Check my butt?
I'm hearing butt. Yeah, I'm hearing butt and pants.
How'd you do that?
What is that?
This is my receipt for Color Me Mine.
What? What do you mean? Why is it so big?
And now...
it's the pottery!
It's the cup I made!
Danny!
How'd you do this, you sorcerer?
I don't know!
Witch.
Danny, I'm so scared!
How'd you do this?
I don't know what to tell you, Danny. I don't know what to tell you right now. I'm as scared as you are.
This is impossible.
I don't know what to tell you, Danny.
Are we still waiting?
He's still recording his audio. I pickpocketed you earlier.
What?
I pickpocketed you earlier.
How'd you get back in my pocket?
I put it back in your pocket.
No, you didn't.
I fully did. Danny, how else would I know there was a Color Me Mine receipt in your back pocket?
This doesn't make any sense.
While you were setting up the YouTube live, I pickpocketed you.
Even your explanation doesn't make any sense.
I'm sneaky.
You slippery boy. Wow.
Not only Danny can run bits, I can do it as well.
Wow, an Easter betrayal.
An Easter betrayal, baby. All right, so how are we doing this thing?
So am I reading the questions and then you guys will just guess?
So you are gonna run it over. Okay, gotcha. All right. So Stank is going to answer.
Here's what I say: Nick shouldn't get to look at the questions.
I'm
not, good.
I'm making it so that he'll be as heard as possible for our live YouTube audience.
Boom.
All right, Stank, we're ready.
All righty. So first question: October 3rd is a notable date in both Full Metal Alchemist and what popular 2000s romantic comedy?
Oh, October 3rd. Oh.
Mean Girls?
Fuck!
Yeah.
Fuck!
Let's go!
Fuck! I knew that too.
Oh, how are you gonna grab for the dollar?
Yeah.
There you go.
God damn it.
That's
a great
question.
Good one. That's a great question.
I like that you brought in non-anime.
Yeah.
All right.
God damn it.
All right.
That's like the one non-anime question I can answer to.
How many members of the Lower Moons did Muzan kill?
4. Everyone but Rui and Enmu.
Yep.
Bingo, bingo.
I like how you did that leisurely because you knew I had no idea.
I had time, baby. Stank, you also have to keep score.
It's 1-1.
I know, but we're going to... Oh, sure, we can remember when it's 1-1, but it's 6-7. We're going to fucking lose it.
Panda Mom's also keeping score in the chat.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Panda Mom.
We're going to meet her in Houston.
Oh, nice.
All right. So, next question. Where was Kettle's farm located in Vinland Saga?
It's in fucking Denmark.
Yep.
Peak. The Danes. You wouldn't have got that.
No.
No, geography.
I was going to say Vinland.
Yeah. The Vinland.
All right. In Skypiea, which straw hats were eaten by the giant snake?
Put it back.
Sanji and Luffy.
No.
I know.
I'll take that.
Just say it.
I'll take that. It's Luffy, Nami, and... Oh, fuck. I know it's Luffy and Nami.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Luffy, Nami, and Chopper is not there. I think it's Luffy, Nami, and Chopper is my final answer.
I'm going to say no, because it's just Luffy and Nami.
I feel like I get that.
I feel like you don't.
I feel like I fully get that.
I said Luffy.
You said Luffy and Sanji.
You said Luffy, Nami, and Chopper.
I said I think Chopper was there.
That's an answer. You can't be like on The Price is Right. Oh, I think it's $500, and then it's not. And you're like, well, in my heart of hearts, I knew it was $700.
No, they were like, oh, hey, here, there's two cars. I'm trying to think of a comparison here. All right, listen. If there's a tie, that point wins it for me.
All right.
That's final.
Fine. Deal.
Okay. What anime actually popularized the Naruto run?
Let's think it out. Let's work together.
What anime actually popularized the
this
anime?
This is a tough one.
This is a pop culture thing here.
Can we get a follow-up hint?
Wait,
Nick just pulled it. Nick pulled it. Shut up, Nick.
Wait, Stank, what were you saying?
Shut up, Nick. Stank, don't say it.
Hey, Stank, what were you saying? I don't want to step on our employee.
Nick has the dollar. Don't give a hint.
Is it Toriko?
No.
Fuck.
Put it back. Give the hint.
Okay, it is an 80s to 90s anime. Very popular.
Fist of the North Star?
No, Saint Seiya.
Never would have
gotten
it.
Saint Seiya! They do run like that in Saint Seiya. Deep cut. All right, no one gets it.
Okay. What main character from another popular anime made an appearance in Death Parade? Which I realize now Danny has not seen this.
Death Note, it's light. He goes to hell.
Yeah, it nice. Is light.
I was going to say Natsu.
Natsu, yeah, Natsu's down there. God, fucking painted the table.
Code Geass took a sponsor from what major food corporation?
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Why are these all for Nick?
Have you not seen Code Geass?
Not the Pizza Hut ad.
They're like, oh, wow, that was a good coding Geass we did. And then they're like, now let's eat pizza. It's every three episodes, Pizza Hut is involved.
That's hype. Yeah. I love that.
All right. What does Guhin give Legoshi to test if his crush on Haru is real?
Pornography.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Let's go.
Gives him rabbit porn. Thank God. I feel like the answer should have been rabbit porn. It wasn't regular porn.
Porn is porn.
Porn is not when it's got rabbit. I feel like that's an important distinction. If you walk into your son's room, oh, nice Maxim. You walk into your son's room and it's busty rabbits. It's a whole different conversation.
Nice porn.
Nice
regardless.
Porn.
Regardless.
I see you found my stack. Yeah. All right, fine.
All right. What anime was an inspiration for Indiana Jones?
Wait.
This is another older one.
Indiana Jones was inspired by this anime?
Yes.
Older one? Okay. Lupin?
Lupin the Third, yeah.
Let's
wow.
Fucking damn. I just saw the hat. It's all the hat, man.
Good guess.
Thank you.
Solid guess.
All right. The voice actor for the Japanese version of Vegeta also voices what character in the Super Smash Bros. Series?
You're just taking
Captain Falcon?
Yeah.
Let's go!
What a good guess.
I know.
You didn't know,
I was just going deep voice characters. It was that or
Ganondorf.
Bingo.
That'd be good.
All right, that's all our trivia. Nick wins.
Woo!
What a landslide! What a demolition!
6-2.
Let's fucking go! I get to keep the dollar. I get to keep the dollar. Just kidding. Take
the dollar.
I don't want your dirty money.
No, I like that. I like that as a stake.
No, not a problem.
Bye. You have to watch Bochy the Rock.
Okay.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
It's so goddamn good.
I'm excited.
It's so sweet.
It seems good.
And your fan base will love it.
They will.
They'll love it.
I don't think I'll react to it, though, because it's like, I think I'll get copywritten into oblivion.
Because the songs?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Music on top of it being from Japan. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a worse combination.
That's fair. I don't know. Do it for Patreon. Except you whenever you do a Patreon show, it takes you 8 years. You're like, oh, yeah, we're doing this Patreon show until 2026.
I do an episode a month.
Yeah. So it's a year.
Yeah.
A full year. Yuck. All right. Do you have any flashbacks?
No, because you took the only one of the week. There's no news this week.
Solo Leveling got a second season.
What news? What incredible news? Do you have a best boy?
Yes, I do have a best boy.
Cool.
Sarah.
Because she's going.
Because she's going to kill the president.
Yeah. Let's go. Best boy, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Dude, if be so fucking for real. If it came down to it, who do you think would win in a fight?
Sarah, Joe Biden?
Yeah.
I think she could fucking punch through Joe Biden.
We've made this joke before. Where I was like, I think he's made of paper mache. Yeah. You think so?
I think
Sarah, okay, let's not sit here and act like Sarah's a heavyweight contender.
No, she's for sure not.
5'2". She's adorable.
Sarah also has herbivore teeth where like she has no canine teeth. None of her teeth are sharp. It's very off-putting at first. She has entirely square teeth.
She's got fucking just celery monsters.
Yeah. She's just not meant to hurt a thing.
That's so funny. Is murder outside of the bounds for a vegan?
Don't eat them.
Yeah, right. Well, fair. Very fair. Yeah. But it's not like they're like, oh, wow, just kill the cow. As long as you don't eat them, we're good.
Yeah. Vegans are very torn between like kill shelters and no kill shelters. Mm-hmm. I don't like this isn't what you were hoping for.
No.
But like so kill shelters, when they get to capacity, they will kill the dog.
Yes.
Which
or turtle or cat or
yeah, whatever or the animal, which on the surface sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. It's more a result of breeders being horrible because there's just too many dogs. Yeah. So when you have no kill shelters, they're to capacity. So they're either turning away animals. So animals are just like being on the street still, or they just like don't have the funds or space. They're just stuffed to the brink with animals.
Yeah.
So a lot of vegans are like, it sucks that there are kill shelters, but like they may be a necessary evil.
My answer to it is, oh, we're at capacity, we're a kill shelter. Just take the dogs, release them in downtown LA. Yeah. They'll get fed. You know, we had this moral conundrum. And because actually, if any of you are looking for an incredible Siberian Husky, Dorothy stumbled upon a Siberian Husky at work a couple weeks ago. His name was Milo. It was sweet. It loved other dogs. It loved Dorothy. It loved Claire. I was abandoned. Unfortunately, a lot of dogs get abandoned around where Dorothy lives. We've been waiting for it to come off hold. It just came off hold. Its original owners aren't going to come for it. It was microchipped. We had to wait. It's like a 5-day holding thing. So if any of you are in the LA area or want to come to the LA area, the Baldwin Park Humane Society has a fantastic dog named Milo. We will not be boarding this dog again. Unfortunately, we just dogs aren't built for it. We learned that Neutron is, Wagyu isn't. So.
Which is fair. It's like unreasonable to be like, expecting your two giant pit bulls to get along
with every dog,
ass dog. Yeah.
And it wasn't even like that was more the dog we were harboring than the dogs we have. But anyway, so if you guys won an incredible Siberian Husky. He was about like 70-ish pounds, super cute, good-mannered, good dog. Baldwin Park Humane Society, that would mean a lot to both me and Dorothy.
Is this a different shelter than the one you got Blanca from?
No, that's the same one.
Same one?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's just so like, they're just like every single day. It's just like so many dogs get abandoned in the Baldwin Park area.
That shelter fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not great.
But they didn't tell you Blanca was deaf. That's crazy.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
So if you get this dog, make sure you fucking bring questions.
Fully hearing dog. This one defo can hear. Yeah, Blanca. Yeah. Well, it took us like 3 days to realize Blanca was deaf. But like only 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, but they also have like a gajillion dogs.
No,
you can only focus on them so much. But yes. So I guess my best boy is Milo. Go adopt him.
Nice.
Any outside of that, we have our love letters, which is the part of the show where me and Danny pull our live audience from both YouTube and Patreon with any questions they want to ask us. So if you want to hang out with me and Danny live, please, guys, either become a YouTube member or a Patreon member. Patreon pays us more. Same price for either, but we want both to be as accessible to you. So outside of being able to watch me and Danny live, you'll also get 2 hours of additional content a month of me and Danny playing some video games. Recently, we did Helldivers. We put up 4 hours this month to catch up for the month that we missed. But if you guys want that additional content and to watch us live, please become a member. So Jenna asks, What's one anime villain that you wanted to win, or what's one anime hero you wanted to lose?
An anime villain I wanted to win just out of sheer, like, I know if he loses, I'm not going to see him anymore, is Mahito in season 2 of JJK. I was like, and at the moment, like, at the time of the fight, I was like, we're wrapping up Mahito. Oh, like, this is a perfect time.
He's got his perfect form. He's like, I know the shape of my soul. It's like, I'm gonna die.
I know, this is a great time for this to be his final fight, but I was like, your powers are so goofy and fun. I want you around for the entire show.
Yeah, like, he makes every fight he's in, like, infinitely more entertaining.
Yeah, and his final form's so sick.
It was really cool. Yeah. Like, his, like, Warframe face and all that was dope. I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna say a hero I want to lose. I want Deku to lose so fucking badly.
Really?
I want Deku. Listen, MHA's ending is, it's just everything that we thought it was going to be. It's so formulaic. It's so straight down center field. It's like, I'm going to reach out to the Shigaraki inside of you, and I'm going to bring that little boy out, and we're going to save you. I want him to fail so fucking badly. And I want Shigaraki to, like, destroy half of Japan, and Deku just has to, like, be like, I have to kill this dude. Like, I just want, like, Deku to be like, oh my God, I have to kill him. Like, that's what I want. I'm this whole hero's journey. And of course it's MHA. Of course it's going to end that way. It's a story about superpowered teens in a school, but oh my God, would I love for Deku to lose at this point. I think I've just been, my brain chemistry has been warped by Chainsaw Man and Jujutsu Kaisen and now Boruto. And I'm like, oh, I want the worst for you. I really do. Like, I want him to come out victorious, but I want a couple more students to die.
Yeah.
No one's dying.
I feel that 100%. There's so many shows where I'm like, God, just give me one, like, incredibly dark turn out of nowhere. I felt that with my answer for, like, a hero I wish lost, Nezuko. I wish Nezuko died in season 3.
But, like, okay, so Nezuko, I understand being like, oh, like, Tanjiro making that, like, split time decision to give up Nezuko is, like, would have so much weight could carry with him for the rest of the show. But, like, Nezuko becoming immune to the sun is a massive plot point to move the plot forward.
Yeah, so, like, boring.
I know, but, like, her being, like, her saving that moment and, like, just being like, oh, the power of love and sunshine. I can now be a demon who's, like, able to, like, exist out of the sun. And it's like, we haven't found the blue spider lily yet, so Nezuko becomes the blue spider lily.
Right.
That, I almost said Maharaga. What's his fucking name? Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Muzan.
Muzan now needs. He's like, I need Nezuko. So that moves the plot forward. But, like, you could also just, like, be like, oh, Nezuko's ashen body helped grow blue spider lilies or something. Yeah, and then Muzan can hear about that, right?
Yeah, you can, like, find a way to move the plot forward.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I hated the death bait.
Yeah, it's just, and that's the thing. It's like, that's really the only time that Demon Slayer's ever done it. You know,
except,
like,
with Inosuke.
Tanjiro and Inosuke.
Well, Tanjiro, you're like, this guy's sticking around. Yeah.
Inosuke.
Nosuke, big death bait.
Moving his fucking organs is a bit silly.
Yeah, he got stabbed through the fucking, like, mouth. That's Tanjiro. Tanjiro yeah, he got stabbed in the heart. Yeah.
Which is, like, objectively, pretty much the best place you could be stabbed.
Yeah, it's not bad, for sure.
I mean, that's like, I'll get stabbed. I don't want to be stabbed.
As long as it misses tongue.
If I, 3 inches. All right, 3 inches of stab. Where are you taking it?
Shoulder.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I say ass.
Ass is good.
Ah, but then when you're recovering.
Can you do it, like, bar ways? So, like, not 3 inches, like, towards bone, but, like, 3 inches pure fat. Yeah. That's better.
Yes.
That's better. You're not getting, the closer you get to the bone, the more painful it is.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, here's another question to end us off in an incredibly happy and Easter-filled note. Saw Trap. You ever seen the Saw Trap where they have to cut off parts of themselves and whoever cuts off more wins?
Yeah.
What part are you cutting off?
I think that girl was on the right track with cutting off her whole arm.
That's the thing. I cut off below my knee on my left leg.
That's a better idea.
Yep.
Yeah, the leg is definitely a better idea. You know where they fucked up?
What?
Take off your clothes. You just, the weight, it's just weight. It's not like measuring blood chemically. You're just filling a scale.
You're filling a scale, yeah.
Just lean on the scale.
Yeah.
You know?
Or just, like, you gotta pee?
Yeah, exactly.
Pee,
throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, one guy's trying to, like, take slices of his belly off, and I'm like, I can pee way faster than that. Way faster.
Yeah, at least start by taking off your clothes. That's, like, what, 5 pounds?
And did you have a big lunch before this? Yeah, throw up. That's a great option.
Yeah.
You got poop?
Easy trap. Easy saw trap.
Yeah, that's the one I'm getting out of.
You know what the worst saw traps are?
The ones that are meant to kill you?
Well, for sure.
Like Angel of Death?
You know what the dumbest people in saw traps are? the ones where there's like a trap where it's like, you have to break all your fingers to do this or whatever. Or like, you know, you got to stab out both your eyes to live. I hate when they do one at a time. If you, like, there's one saw trap where a guy's tied to a bed. He's got two little, like, buttons, like he's on a game show.
Yeah.
And his arms and legs are tied to the bed. And his limbs will all get ripped off unless he presses the buttons, which will stab hooks into his eyes.
Yeah.
He has to blind himself or he'll get torn apart. He does it, but he only gets to one eye. And he's like, this sucks. I hate this.
Yeah.
And they rip off his limbs.
Yeah.
If you've brought yourself to do one,
yeah, why
just
would you
do both at the same time?
They're gonna hurt at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do both immediately. Break all your fingers all in one go.
Yeah.
Cowards. Idiots.
Losers and idiots. All right, cool. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Easter Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you taking a little time to spend a little time with me and Danny, who we like to believe are the second coming of Christ.
Yeah.
I'd say I'll die for 3 days if it means people celebrate me.
Anyways, yeah, happy Easter Blunt Day, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. 420 what do you mean?
331.
What does that have to do with blunts?
I don't know.
You're an idiot.
Yo, thank God we aren't recording this tomorrow because it's April 1st and I'm not prepared.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't have it's going to be a Monday. I don't post on Mondays.
I
have to film my Hunter Hunter is Coming Back video. My yearly Hunter Hunter is Coming Back video. God damn it.
Yeah. I have no bits planned. It's going to be a boring either. Thing.
It's too late now. I can't get that edited by tomorrow. Yeah. Fuck.
Tough. God. Edit it yourself.
No. Why? I don't know how to do that.
Just to get it out. It's moving blocks.
I don't like that. I have, like, a long day of, like, possibly watching Korean reality television planned for
tonight. Oh, poor babe.
I'm going to have a long
poor
fun.
Baby.
Yeah, that's me. All right, I've been Antihammer23, also known as the Weeb Commander. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Dan.
I've been Danny Mata. That's it. You always make it seem like I have to say a bunch. I'm just Danny Mata.
You got anything coming up? You got anything to plug? Come see it. You want to do this one?
Come see us at Comic Palooza in Houston, May.
Hopefully not April.
May, May 24th through the 26th ish.
Yes.
We're doing
nine
there.
Panels between the two of us. So.
We're doing a lot of panels.
So
it's
if
too
you want to watch television with Daniel or hear me talk about Hunter Hunter somehow, I really don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Me neither.
I don't know. Like,
suggest what, us. Comment what you want to see us talk about.
Yeah, comment what you want our panels to be because, like, I don't.
Help.
I don't like 45 minutes on Hunter Hunter. What am I supposed to do? Be like, Hunter Hunter is good because everyone knows that.
You got to do crowd work. I'm telling you, it helped so much because I'm not just going to give a TED talk. They emailed us and they're like, you should do something on Avatar. I'm not going to be like, what does that even mean?
What does that mean?
What am I going to do? I got to do crowd work.
You got to do like, hey, Avatar, things you missed in Avatar. Like,
yeah,
film
exactly.
A YouTube video, but at a Comic-Con.
Yeah,
like, at Comic Palooza,
sure.
Right?
I know. I just have no idea.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Went great when I did Colossal Con, so just know that we're good at it.
Who have kind of ghosted me.
Really?
I sent Alex to figure it out, and then they were like, hey, let's get on a phone call. And then the person running it was like, no phones. And then he was like, email, and then we haven't heard back since. So
maybe they're busy.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the